Several lay people are actively involved in the 13th General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops on the new evangelization. Most of these are participating as experts and auditors. Among them is Patricia Ngozi Nwachukwu, president of the Ladies of St. Mulumba in Nigeria, who is an auditor at the Synod. She spoke to Charles Collins about her work.
These ladies are, first and foremost, the wives of the knights who have gathered themselves also to do an equivalent work of evangelization that their husbands do. So, in effect, the ladies of St. Mulumba's are into charity work, mission work to evangelize, to sustain, to give new ardor, new method, new expression to the faith in the country. And they are doing it through charity, taking care of the disabled, destitute, aged, building for education, the girl child. Sad enough, we have a lot of trafficked girls, trying to bring them back, trying to accommodate them, empower them, and then give them little financial support to take off again, because these girls have been shattered. You also have us taking care of the youths, migrant youths, that you have new communities because of economic difficulties. They are all moving out from the villages. And we have to build hostels. We have hostels here and there to accommodate them, because if you don't accommodate them, they get into crime. So when we accommodate them, we have some workshops and seminars for them, try to empower them, try to direct them. If we can find job for them, we do. If we can give them financial support to be self-reliant, we do. All this we do just to make sure that we don't lose them, because the youths are the people that are really today we need to take care of. Because if we have a yawning gap, there will be trouble, and we don't want it.
I'd like to go back. You mentioned women who have been trafficked. How difficult is it for a woman who has been trafficked, who has been living, you know, a life of forced prostitution, to be reintegrated, both in society but also into her family and her friends? Is it a difficult task?
It is a very challenging task. You just imagined, in the first place, most of them did not know that it was what they were going to be taken to do. Only to get there, 3 to 4 years battered emotionally, psychologically, and otherwise. They don't even want to see anybody. Psychologically, they want to be out of the whole world. But they have to be there. When we get them together, in the process of trying to talk to them that they are not lost. So many, in the Bible we have even Mary Magdalene, who even told her life story and was taken back. You give them a lot of instances that try to rejuvenate them, trying to reintroduce them into the system. And by talking to them, praying with them, assisting them, they finally come out of that tantrum. And when they come out of it, you then give them a future, a job, something to be doing to sustain themselves, that all hope is not lost, and that it's God has forgiven them for coming out, at least of that bad shape, because it was not their making. And a lot of them received the good news with joy, that they once more can be accepted into the society, and they gradually fit in very well. But it's difficult.
In Nigeria right now, of course, in the news has been a lot of the attacks happening in the north of the country, sometimes even into the central parts of the country, by Boko Haram. I know you're from the south, but your organization is national. What is it like for the Christian communities in the north of Nigeria right now?
Terrorism is all over the world. It's just that Nigeria is getting its own at its time. We lived peacefully with the Muslims, and suddenly, perhaps, the suspicion that we have through the late Gaddafi, they penetrated. But one thing, we want to see the Muslim attack in a positive direction, not negative. If we will live peacefully with them at one time, we can continue. We should dialogue with them, which is what we are doing. The bishops, we have special bishops who are very good in dialoguing with them, and then they introduce us into it. And while we attend the seminars, we also try to let the women realize that no love lost. And in the process of showing them love, in the process of accepting them, because as a matter of fact, you know, polygamy is synonymous to Muslim religion. Many of them do not want polygamous life. And when they see us in our own lifestyle, they definitely want to come to us. I know too well that right now, when we have these attacks, my association go to them with things, with materials. And in the process of giving them material things, we also preach the religion to them. We also preach the newness of being accepted, preach the gospel with new ardor, new method, and new expression. And they gradually, even the students, we have a lot of them, you know, seeing with us now because they realize that the Christian religion, the Catholic religion, offers a better future for them than the Muslim religion.
But as a final question, what message do you want to personally give and make sure that the bishops here at the Synod take home with them?
My message to them, which unfortunately I could not be part of the intervention because there were many people, was that the women are indispensable tools in the church. First and foremost, the family, particularly in Africa, the woman is the bedrock, an indispensable tool in catechizing the children, in doing a lot of work, even up till adulthood. So we believe in the family, and the family is very sacrosanct. So in the areas where you have family still intact, they should please exploit that situation. But more importantly is that the women are indispensable in the church. They should be used in reaching out for charity work, for sharing love, for doing a lot of these works. We know that we need people to penetrate. Like today, I know my ladies in Nigeria are going for the prison apostolate, and they have gone with materials and with sacramentals. And you'll be surprised that at the end of their visitation today, there will be a lot of converts back to the Catholic, and even new converts who were not Catholics before, even Muslims, because we always give them succor spiritually and materially. And the spiritual is more important. The, you know, the poor person definitely needs something to sustain him or her, but the spiritual aspect is more important, and we have been making a good inroad into the spiritual life of the people. And I want the bishops, please, to understand that women have a lot in them to be harnessed. They are talented, they are creative, they are outgoing. Just draw them near. With a smile on your face, you can have as many of them assisting positively in the dioceses and parishes. And that is where we want the new evangelization to be looked into, because you need the women to do a lot of work in this new evangelization of new ardor, new method, new expression of the gospel, which is what we need.